Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tifton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tifton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tifton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit.
Hey, welcome to the Locker Room Chats, our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Leah Bergman joins us now, the coach of the St. John's Tifton Lady Jays. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, a tough loss to Sylvan Lucas there, 53-49 on Friday, but you come back with a 61-17 win at Lincoln on Tuesday. Going back to Friday's game first, I know always those close games are tough to come up on the short end of it, but what were your thoughts on the loss to Sylvan Lucas Friday night?
Yeah, going into Friday, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough physical game. You know, Sylvan's an athletic team, and we kind of expected that. We got into some foul trouble early in the first quarter, which, you know, affected how we play defense. You know, we want to play fast, aggressive, tough defense, but, you know, if the fouls aren't going our way, we kind of have to back off a little bit. And I think that kind of affected our mentality a little bit. I think we played a little hesitant. You know, other than that, you know, I thought our girls did a fairly good job at sticking in there and kind of grinding it out. You know, we didn't, you know, as much as we can talk about fouls, you know, we really didn't shoot that well. We were, I think, 15 for 33 from the free throw line. We shot pretty poorly from the field. So, you know, all things considered, to only lose by four, like you said, those games are tough, but I think you learn a lot about yourself and a lot about your team. And we learned that, you know, we gotta, even when we get in foul trouble, we still have to run our offense. And as much as we talk about defense wins games, you also have to be disciplined enough to run your offense. And so that's something that we saw against Sylvan was, you know, our shot selection wasn't ideal because we weren't getting into our offense and running it all the way through. So that's something that we'll continue to work on. And then going into Tuesday, it's something that we focused on. I thought we did a lot better.
Give me some quick thoughts on that win against Lincoln. What stood out the most in that one?
Yeah, I think, again, our shot selection was a little bit better. We really worked on getting the ball inside, and Ella had a great night. Not only Ellen and Emma both shot real well down low for us and rebounded well, and that helped open up some easier shots around the perimeter for us. So, you know, something, again, that we learned against Sylvan and we've kind of been talking about this season is, you know, there's a time to go fast and push the pace, but there's also a time to be a little bit patient in your offense so that we're getting good shots. You know, some shots look like they're open, but if you always make that first pass, you don't know how much more open the next pass would have been. So that's something that I've kind of challenged the girls to do is, yes, there's a time to push and attack, but there's also a time to be a little bit patient and work through our offense. So that's something that we'll continue to work on. And I thought they did a great job, a lot better job of that last night, being a little bit more patient and getting the ball inside, and it worked out for us.
Have a first round bye the sub-state tournament with the number one seed, and you'll play again there at Beloit High against either Pike Valley or Northern Valley next Friday, the 4th of March. So we'll chat with you about that one and preview that next week, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Lance Bergman joining us now, the coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, kind of back and forth here on our last couple games that you played Sylvan Lucas on Friday. You did have a lead late, but they were able to come back and win that one 42-38. And then you go to Lincoln, kind of maybe a little bit slower start, but you did win by 25, 58, 33. These two games against the two Lincoln County schools, what were the things that stood out in the last two?
Well, you know, I really feel like we did it once again. Played Sylvan great. Played one of our better basketball games for probably 3.5 quarters, maybe three. I mean, we played good basketball last week and just had bad spots that cost us in two of them and almost cost us in the third one. I thought, you know, we did so many things right that it was a bummer to come up on the short end, you know, beat myself up after the game because I think I had three timeouts left and I carried them home with me. And, you know, we ran a play at the end that just didn't look, we got it all messed up and cluttered and things. And, you know, now you regret, man, should have called the timeout. But at the same time, called a timeout prior and it allowed Silva to set up the defense. So I thought, okay, since I just called one and they got a good, they did well on defense, maybe I let them run this out. I had a play that I thought was going to work. You know, we didn't run it quite right. And then afterwards, you're beating yourself up for taking timeouts home with you. But, you know, we missed the shot, probably kind of forced it a little bit, still had 20 seconds left or so. Then had a rebound. They got, Silva got the rebound. We had a good pressure on them, and somehow we let a guy sneak out, didn't get a foul, and let him beat us down the court and get up by four with about 5 seconds to go. And then coming back, they just knocked the ball away from us and took it from us and was able to run out the clock. But, you know, even at four, it was closer than that. We still had several opportunities. The layup at the end made it go to four, but if we'd have fouled, we'd still had probably an opportunity to get the ball back and, you know, timeouts and maybe run a set play or something. But just the way it goes. You know, and then I looked at the stats the next day, and sometimes it's just looking at the stats tells you exactly what happened in the game. We scored 5 points in the fourth quarter. They were all free throws, didn't make a single shot from the field. Then looked at the shot chart, and we were 3 for 16, Dusty, from inside about 8 feet. And then you stretch it out about to 10 feet, we missed probably four more shots. So you're talking 3 for 20 from inside, you know, 10 feet against a really good team. And then we finished the game shooting 2 for 7 from the free throw line. And, you know, against a team like Philly, that you're not going to finish it. And that's what happened. We didn't finish the game and struggled a little bit. And it was kind of indicative of what we did against Pike Valley. So really wanted to try to focus on that and fix it. But, man, we're so close. I mean, we're there. I think one of the things that's really started working for us is we're getting the ball to Daniel a little bit more. Daniel's had a great week last week and just, you know, played well inside. I think he had 17 rebounds, if I'm not mistaken, against Sylvan. And you know, Coach Stark came up and was just bragging about the rebounding presence Daniel was inside. So, you know, we've got that going for us. Jarrett's doing a little bit better job of attacking the basket and finishing. You know, we're trying to keep him from selling for too many jump shots when he's not hitting them. And, you know, he showed flashes of looking really good with that. The only problem is, if I remember right, I think our scoring went 17, 14, 6, and 1 for that game. And, you know, we got to get some other kids besides Jarrett and Daniel to score, because I know Luke can. Tyson didn't score. Ben happened to hit one free throw. And Luke, you know, he only ended with 6, and we know he's capable of scoring. And Josh didn't hit anything either. So, you know, we just got to do a little bit better job on that. And then we go into the Lincoln game, change the starting lineup a little bit, you know, try to get some other kids playing time, you know, try to balance the minutes as much as we could to get ready for our sub-state matchup against Pike Valley. Thought the kids did pretty well, had a pretty good balanced scoring again. You know, Jared, I think, led us. Didn't hit an outside shot, but attacked the basket again and was just getting in for layups. And then Daniel, you know, just, I think he was 70%. I think he went 7 for 10 from the field. Very efficient again, understand what he needs to. I think the two or three he missed, he kind of faded away, and then he got back to attacking the basket, which is something we talked about, and he's been, you know, doing a really nice job on that. And then, you know, we got some other kids scoring. I think Tyson, you know, had several points there at the end on layups and stuff. And then Hayden Griffin actually had 9 again. The 3 times he's played a lot, I keep teasing the kids, he's a scoring machine. But we had a lot more balanced scoring in that game. You know, and that's just something we're going to need coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, quick thoughts on Pike Valley tonight as you open out the sub-state. You beat them, again, it was a close game last week by a final of 66-62. What do you need to do the second time around?
Well, you know, I went and watched some film just to try to see what we needed to do differently, and there's not a whole lot we needed to do. We just need to hit shots, and if we get a lead, we need to be patient and make the offense work. Don't come down and shoot like there's a shot clock of 10 seconds or something. I mean, and a lot of them weren't that bad a shot. It was, you know, just poor decisions to take a shot when we did and we didn't finish. We're going to have to guard Jackson Russell really well. We got to take away being able to turn over his right shoulder and make him go to his right and turn to his left shoulder because he's not as comfortable going that way. And then, you know, the key is going to be keeping Keaton Reeves out of the lane and out of the paint and off the free throw line. I mean, he drove and he's got all kinds of crazy moves and stuff, somehow finds a way to get the ball up and finish and then draw a bunch of fouls. So those are going to be two of the key things. And the guys guarding, you know, the off or other three positions, you know, just can't lose them. I mean, there's a couple times when I was watching the film, we just flat out, we didn't guard them at all. And they had an easy shot or easy layup or wide open. And then, you know, be ready for the pressure defense they put on us in the fourth quarter. I really think that if they go to that, that we'll be prepared this time. And I'm hoping that we take advantage of it and it gives us an opportunity to get easy shots. Because really, we had some easy shots coming off of it. We just didn't make them. And then, you know, we didn't transition to our defense very well. That was probably the thing that hurt us most of the fourth quarter. But that's kind of what our focus is going to be. And then hopefully get the ball inside and work through Daniel. I mean, that's really what seems to be working for us the best, if, you know, getting him the ball inside in the post and let him go to work and, you know, hopefully draw some fouls and finish and just be aggressive. So I think we got a good game plan. Now it's just a matter of coming out, executing, having fun, and not be willing, you know, not wanting to go home. You know, just want to live for the next game, the next day, because this is it. You win or you go home. So hopefully the kids are prepared and ready to go get it.
Lance Bergman, coach of St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck tonight in Substate.
Thank you.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're with Travis Eberle, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, you've had a couple games since we talked last, winning at Natoma 53-29 on Friday, and you went over Sylvan Lucas. Nice road win to complete your regular season 37-34 on Tuesday. Quickly going back to that Natoma game, Natoma's a team that actually has shown some improvement throughout the season. You're able to pick up a nice win on the road.
Yeah, you know, we come out, I tell you what, we was firing on all cylinders. The girls were hitting shots, running the offenses, you know, we was getting a lot of steals and got a pretty good sized lead on right off the start and you know, kinda never looked back. To Tommy, you know, did some good things, but we kinda held our own and played good defense and you know, a lot of kids got to play. Every kid on the team played that game and you know, it was nice to see the young girls. They picked up a nice win on the JV game. That was a, you know, first win of the season, but it was exciting for them and me as a coach to see them kind of put something together. So it was a good outing for us in Natoma and hopefully, you know, we can continue on.
Is there some quick thoughts on Sylvan Lucas as well? You can always there's always a possibility to get into a slugfest with them, and the score kind of indicates that's probably what that was, a 37-34 win for you. What were you able to do down the stretch to pick up that victory?
Well, you know, I told the girl that this was a good test for us for, you know, postseason, because Oberlin, you know, was pretty aggressive and liked to play man. And I told him, I said, you know, we got to do our part here and execute our defenses and offense, you know, and take care of the basketball. And I was very proud of our girls. I mean, they full court manned us and our guards took care of the ball and was able to get some dribble penetrations, dish off, you know, to the post players. And you know, I couldn't ask for a better, you know, to have a game plan go as well as it did. You know, we rebounded well. I mean, Taylor made a big three there, you know, late in the game and put us up one. And, you know, Kylie, I think, stole a ball and got fouled and made both her free throws. And then, you know, then it was just kind of a grinded out for the last so many seconds. And they got a couple opportunities, but we played well, very, very good defense, you know, throughout the whole game, and And it paid off at the end, and the girls were excited, and, you know, I was excited because we hadn't beat Sylvan for a while. So it was a good win, and I think the girls, you know, got them pumped up for Friday night. And, you know, hopefully we can get another shot at maybe playing Osborne again.
Decatur community, the Oberlin Friday night, you got to go to their place. What do they bring to the table? I know you mentioned a little bit there earlier, but what do you need to do to pick up the win Friday?
Well, the main thing is, you know, we got to take care of the basketball because they, you know, they're pretty aggressive on defense, and, you know, they like to press and play man. And you know, we kind of did last night kind of what I want to, you know, maybe do against them, kind of spread it out and get my guards and, you know, just to get some dribble penetration and kick and you know. And then last night it worked well for us, and I think we get a couple more days here to work on it. It'll even be better. And you know, we got to continue to rebound. Well, you know, Lauren and Bailey, they've rebounded well the last few games, and that's huge because, you know, Lauren's playing really pretty aggressive, and even Bailey, I mean, getting off the floor and getting good rebounds and taking care of it and getting to the outlet. So, you know, we got to take care of the ball when we go to Oberlin, and you know, I think if we play our game and not let them play their fast-paced game, I think we got a good shot at it.
Travis Eberle, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck at Oberlin out Friday.
Yep, thanks, Dustin.
And you can hear that game on Katy Country 94. Our pregame coverage at 5:50 Friday from Oberlin. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Get the best Wi-Fi experience with worry-free Wi-Fi from Cunningham Telephone and Cable and get rid of your Wi-Fi woes. Get equal performance across your home with the strongest signal. Get home care parental controls to protect your kids, set time limits, see what sites they visit, and prioritize video streaming. There's no hardware to buy. It's easy to control your network through an app. To find out more about worry-free Wi-Fi, contact your local Cunningham Telephone office in Belleville, Concordia, Beloit, and Glen Elder. Connect with us.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Drew Dusky with us, coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last, both on the road in league. You went 1-1. You won at Natoma 68-40 on Friday, and then a 55-50 loss to a really good Sylvan Lucas team on Tuesday. Just going back to Friday, what do you like about that 28-point road win?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't know what to expect. Natoma, they had six guys, but I'll tell you what, they battled in that first half. It was close. And I think they got a little tired and we kind of opened it up in the second half. But I thought we shot the ball well. I thought defensively we played pretty well for the most part. And we just continued to, you know, do the things we've been doing well the past few games. I thought offensively we were efficient. We were getting good shots. We were knocking them down and getting the ball inside when we could. And defensively I thought we played pretty well in the second half.
And then you go to Sylvan Grove on Tuesday, fall 55-50 to Sylvan Lucas. I'm guessing this is kind of a tough situation you're in because if you can win the Oberlin game that we're going to talk about here momentarily, you'll play Sylvan Lucas again. So it'd be the same team within a week and a half of each other. And you lost this one 55-50. What were some of the things that maybe went wrong for you down the stretch in that one?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we were going to be pretty evenly matched just from a size and athletic standpoint, you know. Both teams, you know, we got good shooters, they got good outside shooters, and it was even, you know, it was, I think it was tied up at half, tied up in the third quarter, going into the fourth. And we had some uncharacteristic turnovers from some of our guards in the fourth quarter. And you know, we only scored nine, and we had open looks. We just didn't knock them down. And so I don't think we played particularly well in the second half, especially there in the fourth quarter. But you know, it was an up and down game. You know, we'd get up six, they'd cut into the lead, and then they'd go up, and we cut back. But you know, we lost by five to a good team, and I don't think we played particularly well. So I mean, that's encouraging. And like you said, hopefully, you know, you get a chance to see him again, and you can make some adjustments and correct some things. But you know, it's not a bad loss. Every loss we've had this year, I think we've learned from, and you grow out of. And so it's not a bad loss. Obviously, it'd have been nice to win, but you know, hopefully, we get a chance to play him again.
Decatur Community coming up here this evening, and the chance to get the rematch with Sylvan Lucas on the line. They're 0-20 coming out of Oberlin there, and I know that probably is something that's always in the kids' minds. It's hard to avoid that at this time of the year, but what are the focuses against Oberlin, and what do you see from them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about it, and we're going to talk about it today. You know, you can't look at anybody's record at this time of the year. You know, Sub-State started, and you know, everybody's back to 0-0. So we just got to go in with the mindset of playing good basketball like we have all year. Hopefully we can get out in transition and put some pressure on them. And hopefully that will create some, you know, transition points and easy baskets, and just lock down on D and make sure we contest all their shooters, and we're doing a good job defensively boxing out and rebounding. And I've watched a little bit of film on them. You know, just looking at their score and stuff, they're not a particularly great shooting team, but you know, it's a one game, you know, survive in advance. So, you know, anything can happen. So we just got to make sure we're staying focused and playing good basketball like we know how to play. And, you know, the end result will be what it will be. But, you know, we're excited. It's a quick turnaround.
Drew Dowski, head coach of Lakeside Knights here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against the Decatur Community here.
Thanks, Dusty.
You can hear that game on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage will begin at 5:50 and tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Did you know there's a government program to help low-income households pay for broadband internet services? This temporary program provides a monthly discount of up to $50 a month for eligible households. To apply, go to getemergencybroadband.org, print off a mail-in application, and return it with documents for proof of eligibility. When accepted, contact your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office to select a plan. Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94, Z96.3 Lake, and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by K Pierce Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Jamie Harvey with us now, the coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, kind of looking at your squad, 1-1 since we last talked. Two really hard-fought games for you. Went over Thunder Ridge 44-31 on Friday and really fought tough with a very good Osborne team on Tuesday, trailing by just 3 at halftime, but you ended up losing 56-40. Just kind of looking at first that Thunder Ridge game on Friday, what do you like about the way the girls played in that 13-point win?
Yeah, just going up against a team that you'd already played and beat. It's always hard because everybody's improved since then, so you always got to come out with your A game and do all the things correctly to execute and win against them again because they're ready to come after you and beat you. And I thought we did that. Kind of had a little bit of stake on the line. You know, if we won that game, then we set ourselves apart in our sub-state seeding. And the girls kind of set a goal, and they wanted to get that number two spot. So with a win, that's where they would put us for a first-round bye. And so they came out, fought hard, and, you know, we got that win and met that goal.
What were some of the things that you saw in that Osborne game? Again, you trailed by just 3, 24-21 at halftime, and they beat you by 16, but I'm sure you're proud of the effort from your girls.
Yeah, I think I told somebody this morning, this would be maybe the first time I talked about a loss, and I was not mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, told them we didn't have anything to lose. It's just our last game. It doesn't affect our postseason, but why not go out and give it everything you got and try to improve from the last time that we played them? And I thought we did that. I mean, we came out strong, kind of got some jitters there. They started to pressure us a little bit, and we kind of gave up some points that we weren't doing right at the beginning of the game. But we battled back, and like you said, we were only down by 3, so that was very exciting, and we knew we could battle with them. Third quarter, you know, just kind of back and forth. We kind of lost some momentum, but I don't have much of a bench, and that's been, you know, kind of a demise to us, just not having, you know, some rest time for some of them girls that are playing almost the whole game. So we get tired and we get fatigued, and that's when, you know, I kind of told them, like, you have to really, you know, you got to really think through the processes of what you're doing when your mind is mentally tired like that. And yeah, towards the end, we kind of let them do some things that we hadn't done throughout the game. But just in overall, I thought compared to our first time meeting up, we drastically improved.
Again, you will have time to rest here as you got that first round bye. No game for you on Friday this week. You won't play again until actually next Friday, the 4th of March, in the semifinals at Substate at Clifton Clyde against either Washington County or Solomon. What do you do in the meantime as you get ready for that game?
Yeah, I gave the kids the day off today. I mean, some of them need some rest time, and that's kind of a positive thing about, you know, having a little bit of a break. But it also is, do we relax too much? And, you know, we're not ready to go come next Friday. But I'm mainly going to just focus on staying conditioned, working on the few things that kind of been hindering us throughout the season, and just making sure we're still dialed in on the way we want to play defense and executing our offensive plays when we set them up, and depending on what defense other teams are going to throw against us, that way we're just ready to go. And then come next Friday, we'll see what happens.
Rock Hills girls coach Jamie Harvey here on the Locker Room Chats. We thank you for the time again, coach, and best of luck as you continue on with Substate.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't miss a great savings now for Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of boneless beef top round roast for $4.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. There's a great savings now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.89 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. As Zach Duffy joins us now, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last as you finish out the regular season portion of your schedule. A 53-9 loss to Thunder Ridge on Friday, and then you lost 54-26 on Tuesday to Osborne. Just kind of assessing these last two games, I know you're on a high after scoring 57 against Southern Cloud on Tuesday, and then maybe a little bit of regression, but I know some things that you'll go through with a youthful team like like this in the loss to Thunder Ridge, but you bounced back and fought with Osborne there on Tuesday. What were your thoughts these last two?
Yeah, there was some regression there, and some of that is just two really good teams that we're playing against. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of just outmatched and outmanned and out-athleted a little bit. But some of that comes too with showing up and having game face on and being ready to go and being focused. And we've talked about that with the guys and being more businesslike. But also, you know, some of those fundamental things that we've preached all year long kind of went back to the wayside and kind of went back to where we started the year, you know, averaging anywhere from 24 to 28 turnovers and giving up too many offensive rebounds. And when you're doing that, you're not going to be in many games. And so, you know, kind of the message preaching, going back to those things that we were doing pretty well there, you know, in the Southern Cloud game and getting back to some of those things that we can control, like taking care of the basketball and boxing out and playing really hard.
Here on our Thursday chats, you do play Lincoln coming up here this evening. So it's an opportunity for you here in this first round of Substate in 1A Division I to pick up a win. You know, you fought hard with them down at their place on the 11th of February and ended up losing by 3 in a tough, hard-fought contest. What do you want to do the second time around?
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, both of us are familiar with each other now. I'm sure they're watching a ton of film on us, and I know I'm watching a ton of film on them, so I expect another physical, hard-fought game. You know, I told our guys we have a very good opportunity to go down and get a sub-state win and advance on to the semifinals, but it's not going to be given to us. They're going to play hard. You know, they're athletic, and they want to get to the rim, and they're physical. And so we just got to be prepared and, like I said, do those little things well that we can control.
Zach Duffy, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for being with us again this week, and good luck at Lincoln this evening.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Check out the savings now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Green grapes fresh for $2.49 a pound at the produce department. It's now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. At the produce department, they have large-sized California navel oranges for 49 cents each. It's now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Craig Batchman, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, you finished out your regular season since we talked last as you had games against St. John's Tipton on Friday and then Tuesday against Lakeside. You pick up the win on the road Friday, 53-49, but lost to Lakeside at home 37-34 Tuesday. Just going back to that Friday game, a very nice win on the road for you. How do you like the way the girls played Friday?
You know, I thought we came out a little sluggish. You know, their press caused us a little trouble at the beginning of the game. But then once we settled down and stuff, I thought our girls did a good job coming battling back and just playing hard throughout the whole game. We knew it was going to be a tough one. You know, St. John's Beloit's a really talented team and well coached. So we just knew it was going to be a battle and going to have to play four quarters.
Again, you pick up the win there, but then a tough 37-34 loss to Lakeside there to close out the regular season. Clearly the defense looked like it was probably there, but the offense a little bit lower scoring than what you've been accustomed to here lately. What went wrong for you there on Tuesday?
Yeah, we didn't move the ball well, didn't move without the ball. Just those combinations and our shooting wasn't really on and stuff, just struggled a little bit getting it to go in the hole. So, you know, that's going to happen when, you know, Lakeside, they were getting after it defensively on the defensive end and stuff, causing us a little bit of trouble. So, those were just a couple things that I noticed throughout.
You move on now to start your sub-state play. You'll take on Stockton coming up at home on Friday. The Lady Tigers, a team that they've struggled a little bit this year. They do have a very good post player in Olivia Dix, but what are some of the things that you want to do to try to hold them in check on Friday?
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to have to get back after it defensively. You know, we're going to try and get out there and press them a little, see how we can disrupt their offensive side of things. And, you know, we know that Olivia, she's a very talented player, so we're going to have to box her out and stuff along with some of their others. You know, they play in a pretty tough league, so I told the girls we can't be overlooking them at all.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Stockton on Friday.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 as we're joined now by Jeff Starkey, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang basketball team. Coach, nice finish to your regular season here. You picked up a road win at St. John Sipton 42-38 and beat a pretty red-hot Lakeside team 55-50 on Tuesday. Going back to that Friday game first, a lower scoring affair, and you're able to grind it out. What do you like about the performance Friday night in Beloit?
Yeah, I think our guys showed some resilience staying in the game. It was kind of a game where I think we trailed most of the second half until, the last half of the fourth quarter. So, trailing, you got a couple options. You either, get a deficit you can't come back from, or you show some resilience and keep it close and find a way to pull it out in the end. And I think that's what our kids did.
What stood out in the Lakeside game? Again, that was a team that had won 14 out of 15, eight games in a row. They were unbeaten in league regular season play. What were some of the things you were able to do to pick up that one?
Well, and that was a game, Lakeside has a lot of seniors, and I think that's part of why they're so consistent. That group's been so successful, from seventh grade on up. It was a game where we've talked a lot. Once you get close to the postseason, you got to find a way to score 50, 55 points and try to hold a team under 50, and that's kind of what our formula was. But, just back and forth, and, had we played another 5 minutes, I think the result could be different. And having to play them next week with the potential of doing that, assuming they get past Thursday, I think it's another game and two pretty evenly matched teams.
You do have the bye here, and I'm guessing you're expecting to play Lakeside in that contest. But what do you work on here in the meantime as you've got about a week and a half off here?
And then I think that's part of the hard part is that, the advantage may be that they get to play Thursday. But, this much time off at this time of the year is not necessarily a positive thing, but it gives you a chance to, continue to work with your younger kids, get them better, and then with our varsity group, we'll do some things that hopefully keep us in rhythm.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against your opponent next week in Substate.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.